From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan by phone Tuesday as tensions escalate in Turkey over the fallout from last Friday's failed coup. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president believes it's important the Turkish investigation into the attempted government takeover is within the country's rule of law.
The president's expectation is that people in Turkey want to see a full investigation and accountability for those who are complicit in the failed coup. The president also believes that that investigation should be conducted consistent with the democratic principles that are enshrined in Turkey's constitution.
President Erdogan's escalated the purge of workers Tuesday suspected of taking part in the coup attempt by firing more than 20,000 teachers and civil servants. The firings come a day after Ankara detained 9,000 people for suspected involvement in the attempted overthrow of Erdogan's government. The International Olympic Committee is delaying a decision on whether to ban all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. The executive board held an emergency meeting Tuesday in Switzerland and decided that the IOC would not impose an immediate ban on the Russians. IOC President Thomas Bach said the committee will also review the World Anti-Doping Agency's anti-doping code and the Olympic Charter before making a final decision on Russian teams competing in Rio next month. For more on these stories, you can join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Donald Trump thanked delegates at the U.S. Republican National Convention Tuesday night after he was formally nominated as the party's presidential candidate in the November election. The deciding votes that propelled Trump over the threshold to clinch the nomination came from his home state of New York and delivered by his son, Donald Jr.
And it is my honor to be able to throw Donald Trump over the top in the delegate count tonight with 89 delegates. Congratulations, Dad! We love you!
Trump's son and daughter are among the speakers addressing delegates Tuesday night in Cleveland, Ohio. Meantime, Trump's rival for the White House, Democrat Hillary Clinton, is set to receive her party's nomination at the Democratic Convention next week in Philadelphia. U.S. President Barack Obama is promising to do everything he can to make police safer after two deadly ambush-style shootings this month in Texas and Louisiana. The president spoke to reporters after a White House meeting with top advisors late Tuesday.
I strongly believe that there is no contradiction between us protecting our officers, honoring our officers, making sure that they have all the tools they need to do their job safely, and building trust between police officers and departments in the communities that they serve. In fact, those things are complementary and not contradictory.
President Obama said he will convene all parties concerned, including Congress, to make sure police departments get the resources they need. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for an Afghan teenager's axe knife attack on a German train that left at least five people injured. On Tuesday, the Islamic State posted a video on social media of the purported attacker holding a small knife. But authorities say it appears the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker who was shot and killed by police as he fled the scene appears to have self-radicalized and had no direct link to the extremist group. Afghan officials say the Taliban launched multiple attacks on Tuesday, including one on the strategic tunnel in the Hindu Kush Mountains that links the capital Kabul with the country's north and south. The attacks mark what may be the first uptick in violence since the Muslim holy month of Ramadan ended in early July. Violence typically takes a downturn during Ramadan's dawn-to-dusk fasting. And a top Vatican envoy urging South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to peacefully end the wave of violence that gripped Juba last week, leaving hundreds dead. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For details on more stories, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.